This is Dominique DuPont, the CEO of Urban Orchards.
My name is Dominique. We're just in this pear tree here at a Urban Orchard member's home. There are a bunch of pears up in there that are ready to be harvested. So it's time for us to get over here and start picking them.
This fruit-bearing tree isn't in any sort of traditional orchard. We're actually in the heart of an Albuquerque subdivision. The actual pear tree is nestled between a hot tub and a cinder block wall. Here's how Urban Orchards, Dominique's business, works.
They're so good. As a member of Urban Orchards, we'll come and pick your fruit, and then you get 10% of the jarred Urban Orchards sauce that we make. So this is good for everyone.
How did you get started doing this?
I had an interest in harvesting fruit from people that wouldn't use it and turning it into some kind of a canned, home canned products. It's a hard work too. I mean, the picking isn't easy. It's all physical. You have to keep your muscles all strong to be able to lift the bins and jump out of the tree.
With a master's in land arts, Dominique had worked in Rio Rancho as a city planner. But every day, on her long commute, she couldn't help but notice all the fallen fruit lying under trees in people's yards.
At the beginning of my business, we would go driving around and just drop off flyers to people's houses that I could see had fruit trees. And I got a lot of people calling me just from that alone. So now my full-time job is to harvest fruit growing throughout the city. Now we're really busy.
What do you look for when you pick it?
Well, I don't want to pick any that have too many insect bites on them. Here's some more. You can just consolidate.
How much do you think you harvested today?
Probably about 30 pounds. Basically organic local pears. It's great.
With Dominique's truck fully loaded, we made our way over to the commercial kitchen housed within the South Valley Economic Development Center.
This is 60 pounds of nectarine. And then over here is about 65 pounds of peaches as well. And we're ready to blend up using this giant immersion blender.
Give it a little.
Can you describe to me the smells?
Yeah, so basically it's like evaporating nectarine scent coming out right here, and it's sweet, fruit, perfumed, wafting up into our faces. Has to hold at 180 degrees for a minute before I can start filling the jars. These are all the secrets of my sauce I'm giving you.
Jarred, shelf stable, and ready to roll, it's time to get this ambrosia fruit sauce out to the masses. But last fall, Dominique was so swamped, picking and processing, that the day I went to find her booth at the farmer's market, I actually found her dad manning it.
I try some of the, what is that?
This is nectarine right here.
Nectarine? Yeah. Okay.
You take a look, it's very fluid.
Mm.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah, it was really good.
Would you like to buy a jar?
I would love to, yeah.
Okay, that's $10.
Yes, thank you.
So there we go.
The final step in this whole process is taking that canned goodness back to the fruit tree owner.
Today is the delivery day. We've been waiting, and they've been waiting, so. Is that house actually right there? Yeah, right here.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
5 jars.
A few months earlier, Dominique had harvested buckets of pears from this member's backyard. On this day, the owners of the tree were getting 5 jars of pear apple jelly in return for their membership, a delivery that couldn't have come at a better time.
I just finished the last dab of the nectarine
that
I bought at the market.
So you were waiting for something.
So good. Yeah, it sustained me throughout the semester. So.
Oh, awesome. Well, I hope you guys like the apple pear, too. This is the newest one.
Thanks for all your hard work.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. Merci.
That day, Dominique went on to make close to 50 deliveries. One busy bee in the Urban Orchard of Albuquerque. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.